Hello, everyone. My name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. There's some newsworthy things happening in the world that everybody else is commenting on, and I could do it for views. I could ride that wave and be part of the people that like to bum motherfuckers out, or I could tell you something that I just figured out myself, and this is scientifically proven based on a very credible source that I call me. Source is I. I was watching a nature documentary because what else is new? And it was on tigers. It was on the various tigers, like big cats, like jaguars and lions and tigers and other stuff. Oh my. And there was a part in there that told me, in this super credible free documentary, that I guess big cats have this thing. They have two different noses, two different almost olfactory senses. And olfactory, for people that fell asleep in biology, is the nose. It's like those kind of senses, the sense of smell. They have two different ways that they get it. And, or is it taste? Well, there's the nose, and then they have their mouth, and we both know what those do, I hope. And then there's one that's in the middle, and that's one way that they hunt. And what they do is they see the target, or they know that the target's there, or they pick up on the target, like they smell it, whatever sense. And they do this thing that's like a grimace almost, or like a smile or something, where they bare their teeth and they open and they breathe deep through their mouth. And what they're doing apparently is not smiling at joy that they're going to eat something and tear it limb from limb, but they're deciding if they're going to pursue and try and eat this thing and tear it limb for limb. And the way that they do it is by breathing through this, I guess it's a hole in the top of their mouth. I should have looked up a diagram or something of it. But they have this hole in their mouth, on the roof of their mouth, that apparently lets them taste smells. It really made me think. And I'm like, what is happening there? What the hell is happening there? And it dawned on me that that's probably why we shit ourselves when we're scared. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. Because, you know, philosophers forever, since ancient Greece and farther beyond, they haven't been able to figure out that one mystery. Everything else we've been able to figure out, everything is wrapped up in a tight little bow. We know exactly how this world works. And beyond, the spiritual, everything. We know exactly. Everything's great. We have the hierarchy of the gods, and at the very top is whoever you believe in, and we have it all tight. Everybody knows exactly who's who and what's what going on in the world today. Everything's fine. But the question that everybody always asked all the time, always, 24/7, the question on their mind was not why are we here, but rather, why do we shit ourselves when we're scared? Scared shitless, so to say. Why do we piss ourselves? And I think that's why. I think that's fucking why. I'm pretty sure that's why. It's because when you were a cave person, if I were to be out there amongst the wilds, torn from my khakis and forced to sew fig leaves together into an apron and given a spear, and I'm out there hunting for any source of meat I can because society collapsed. Because China and Taiwan got together and the bombs fell. And then, you know, what can you do besides live? Continue on the humanity. The human race, rather. And I'm out there and there's some six-legged beast. That's a big cat. And it has that. It's deciding. It's sitting there deciding. We see it, or I see it, because I'm a lone wolf. And the cat's looking back at me, And the only thing that I can do in that moment, because I'm not fucking winning that exchange at all. Not even close. The only thing that I can do, I can't run. Good luck throwing the fucking spear. I'm not going to get rid of my weapon. I see that thing grimace. It's deciding if it's going to fucking eat me. And somehow, Mother Nature figured out, through sheer trial and error, that the best thing to do in that moment, generation after generation of humans, led to that decision to crap myself and soil my fig leaves and pray to God that that thing is not so hungry that it is willing to eat shit and make me die. That's it. That's it. I had a fucking eureka moment in the kitchen, and I got so excited I shit my pants. Because it was just like, poof! It might have been at like 6 in the morning. I don't remember. It was so profound that I lost all other memory of that day. It's the only thing that makes sense. And then you start thinking about other animals. Of course, it would be a deterrent. And of course that's why we shit ourselves and piss ourselves in fear. And now it's not so practical. Because now if somebody like honks their horn real fast, or if I turn to that camera there and start screaming, it's like, you know, now it's like, God, fuck! Now I gotta go take a half day of work, go drive all the way home. You know, redo my pants. I soiled myself. I soiled myself. Oh my God, that one. this is so stupid. I crapped my pants. Boss, I crapped my pants. I gotta go home, boss. I gotta go home and unsoil my pants. I crapped them. It's rough, man. It's fucking crazy. Because that's the only thing that makes sense to me. Is like, if I'm staring down an American... What is that called? The, just a bear. I was trying to think of the giant bear that was, short-nosed bear. If I'm staring down a fucking short-nosed bear that's like double the size of any grizzly bear, I'm just a Native American or an American in... I crossed the Bering Land Strait, the land bridge, and I got here right after the Ice Age and or before or whatever. I don't fucking know, but the point is that if I soil myself, that bear is... It might be like 1%, but there's a slightly better chance that that bear is like, ew, no. It's kind of like a skunk. It's like a skunk. Or a dog marking its territory. It's like, these legs are mine! And I just shit all up and down my back. Just all up and down it. Turn myself fucking brown. It's just got diarrhea and feces and runny nonsense going down my legs. Enough to make anybody puke. It's fucking... It's great. This is evolution. This is nature. It's gonna be dirty. It's gonna happen, okay? Grow up. Poop isn't funny. It's survival. It's a tool. That's what it's all about, is using your tools to your advantage. So next time I'm in a Subway or a convenience store trying to get something for the night, and a man pulls a gun, he's like, everybody on the floor! We all need to collectively shit our pants. And that's the strategy. We need to shit ourselves. And hope upon a star that maybe the man will put away his gun and run away because the smell is so fucking putrid. And maybe, I mean, maybe we need to stop brushing our teeth too, just to be safe. All you kids out there, stop brushing your teeth. Teeth are overrated. Don't you want a weapon? Don't you want a... You could have a weapon as a mouth. Put the money in the bank! Put it in! Okay. And then his face melts off. And then you shit your pants. And then you piss all over the place. And that's not going to piss him off at all. He's not definitely not going to shoot you immediately. This is what the people need to hear right now. These are the techniques. These are the fucking techniques. I mean, that's it. I really think that was it. It was wild. It was wild as fuck when I heard that. And then it was like one of those moments in history where everything changes forever on a dime, on a whim. Because this is going to be big news. This is massive news. This is only one of many big news things that I'm going to drop today. And that's what it is. It's just that you need to shit yourself. And it's okay to shit yourself. Don't feel sad. Don't feel ashamed. It's about survival. Survival of the fucking fittest. And how do you survive? You poop your pants. You fill your diaper. And live. Would you rather live soiled another day, or try and, or just be so prideful that you can't poop yourself and you get eaten by a tiger? I know what I'm taking. I'm shitting myself. I'm letting all that corn that didn't get digest mixed in the puddle of mud that I create in my trousers, filling it to the absolute fucking brim. I'm filling that shit to the brim. It's just... My face. I just had the image of doing that thing where you like push so fucking hard that your eyes bulge and like my face. This dude has a gun. Okay, so this guy has a gun. This is the image in my head right now. It's either, I don't know, some kind of predator. Very serious. It's just this tiger is walking me down, and it's just me and this fucking tiger looking at each other. And all of a sudden, my face just starts getting red. My veins start bulging, and my neck is flaring. And you just hear... Shit. It's just shit. Filled undies. Long johns that I'm wearing from my hunt. Out there in the middle of the fucking woods. No way to clean up. No civilization for miles. I gotta walk 8 miles back to my fucking car off of this mountain. But I get to fucking walk and I get to chafe. And I don't have my organs gutted from me. Because that smell was so putrid and I let it out at just the right time. That big cat was like, ew, good God, man. What the fuck? What the fuck? I'm getting the fuck out of here. Because that's what you would do. That's exactly what you'd do. I don't know. But it was it was just wild to hear that. And then have that realization at like 6 in the morning when I'm trying to make eggs, watching this documentary. And I was like, huh, is that... That must be why. Holy shit. Good God, man. I figured it out. And that's why. So, if anybody was wondering, that's why you shit yourself when you're scared, and that is a proven fact. And I mean, who's gonna disprove me? You can't. What, are you gonna fucking be unethical? You're gonna be unethical and put people in cages? And then have a tiger run at them? And see? Because that's what you would have to do, is like a double-blind placebo with tigers eating people. And it's like, listen, you are gonna... There's a chance that this tiger gets you. Very real chance, because you have to make sure that they really think that it's real. And you have to let them know that this tiger is gonna fucking eat their guts. They're gonna eat their guts. Or maybe it's like one of those things that you give up and all the shit inside of your organs is just like, why wait? And they can't wait and they just fucking... just right out of your asshole. Alright. Just fill in your diaper. It's horrible. Making it look like you got a bad butt lift. But speaking of gross shit, there's something else that dawned on me. It was just how fucking nasty we are. I honestly wholeheartedly really fully believe this, and this is speaking from the bottom of my soul, man. Bottom of my soul. No, I actually do think. I do think that in like 100, let's just go like 100 years, right? 100 years. About 100. The 1920s. Maybe a little bit further. I mean, everybody... Okay, so everybody knows that slavery was like... Slavery and racism, that was a big thing. About 100 to 200 years ago. And so if we fast forward about 100 years. Same time frame. Maybe a little bit less, just based on how fast things are going now. I think something that we're going to look back on, or they're going to look back on, maybe us, because maybe we'll be all right by then, but something that they're going to look back on is they're like, wait, so they had these metal bricks that they carried around everywhere, and all of these motherfuckers... Like, they just went about their day, they carried that thing literally everywhere. They sat it on shit, literal shit sometimes, took it in the bathroom, pissed all over it, pissed all over their hand, came back up, fucking jerked off to it, whatever they did. Doing all this. And didn't wash them? They just walked around, they just scooped up every little dirty little fucking thing that they possibly could. All this horrible, nasty shit at their job. Letting other people hold their phone that they don't even fucking know. And they have the balls. And they have the balls to fucking wonder why a pandemic happened. Wash your phone! Wash your phone! That's what I'm saying. Watch your fucking phone. We're asking for it. It's so gross. It's so fucking dirty. That's going to be something that is like finding out kings in the Middle Ages. It was out of fashion. You weren't cool if you took a shower, if you took a bath. Even baths back then were fucking terrible. Everybody pissing and getting into it. It's like fucking soup. Soup for the soul. No tigers would have that stew, that's for sure. They'd grimace once and breathe through that sensor and fucking... They'd shit themselves. in fear because they're like, oh God, that's unholy. It's insane, man. What the fuck are we doing? Wash your phone. Wash it. And it's like, hey, Anakin, how the fuck am I supposed to... A Clorox wipe or something! Wash it! Wash your phone! We're disgusting! You know, it's a fairly recent thing for doctors to wash their hands. That was revolutionary. People made fun of the person that figured that out. They're like, you're gonna do what? You're gonna wash your hands? That many times, dude, you're crazy. You're a germaphobe. Then we found out that infection stopped happening. Oh, I wonder why. It's like, wash your phone. How much is, what are we, it's insane when you think about it, when you finally put together, and if I'm not, you know, pitching it well enough, well, then try this on for size. Did you know that multiple times a day, you don't even realize that you do it. Subconscious. It's one of our instincts. It's something that we just do. You will go about your day, and when you run into a person, highly likely, and multiple times a day, highly likely that you will do something like this. Just real quick. Like, rub your beard. You'll put a hand to your face. You'll sniff, you'll scratch your nose. Maybe you'll play with your lip. Who knows? Do one of those. I do that. That's kind of my thing. I just walk up to people. It's no wonder that I don't do well in interviews, because I just walk up to my potential new boss and he puts out his hand and I just look at him and go, it's like, we'll be in touch. I'm like, I drove an hour for this interview. We'll be in touch. We'll give you a call. But we... the fuck, man? We're just fucking out here breeding disease. People are worried about labs and shit. Potential labs. That's a fun conspiracy, right? We're funding labs and all of this. It's like, you're carrying one! Everybody has a Petri dish in their pocket! It's like an easy bake oven. It's one of those at-home Petri dishes. You just fucking sit there. Everybody has their own at-home, do-it-yourself, DIY disease control. I don't know. Gain-of-function research. It's fucking insane. And we're like, oh, where'd this pandemic come from? How did it happen? How did it happen so easy? It was Fauci. It was the gain-of-function. It was the Wuhan lab. It was all this. Oh, how did they were so dirty in the medieval period, but we're so sophisticated these days. We're just going around and we know everything. All these Alzheimer's and whatnot, we can't fit cancer. Why are people getting cancer? Watch your phone! We're asking for it. We're saying, oh, please, germs, oh, please, come here, please. Please infect me. Put it in my Gmail. That way when I check it, and then show it to somebody real quick, that because, about how big my medical bill is. And I just touched this and wipe my own ass with my fucking phone. And then I show it to this guy, and he's holding my phone himself. And then all of a sudden, we both start just looking at each other to see what we smell like. That's why we touch our face. I don't know if I said that earlier. And we just start going... And some bitch that we work with is so ugly, we both shit ourselves. In fear. And I just don't know why. I can't put it together. I can't figure it out. Every time you touch your eyes. Every time you touch your eyes, when you do that thing, when you just randomly touch your face, and now I'm like hyper aware of it now that I know that fact, and maybe I shouldn't have ever found that fact out. But you know, what are you going to do? It's fun. Life's fun. Like, what am I going to do? Just put my ears in my hands? That's not what I meant to say, but we're going to run with it. What am I supposed to do? Just tear off my ears and put them in my hands and go la 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 la? And just ignore it? Squint my eyes really hard? Until they become a bunch of little lines and folds of skin? What am I supposed to fucking do? Not learn this shit? I'm bored. I'm bored. And I'm dirty. Because I don't wash my phone. And I'm sitting here wondering, why are all these diseases? Wash your fucking phone. It's like, oh, Anakin, I never touch my face ever. Do you eat sandwiches? And some people are still in denial. It's like, I eat sandwiches with a fork. All right, and you fucking kill children and sacrifice them to Allah. I don't fucking know. I don't know what to tell you. You're just high and mighty. But yeah, for the people that don't eat sandwiches with a fork and a butter knife, wash your phone! What the fuck, man? It's just crazy. It's just crazy as fuck. That's something that we're gonna be like, oh, no shit. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just some maniac. Just fucking Maniac McGee over here. Starting shit. Doing all these kinds of crazy nefarious things. At least that's what my mommy says. It's wild. That's gonna be something, isn't it? There's gonna be like posters and everything saying wash your tech. Wash your tech, wash your deck. Make sure that you get behind the ears, under the balls, and all three cameras. Otherwise, you're asking to go to the doctor. So be careful out there. Wash your tech, man. Wash your tech, because it's everywhere. And that's real fun, isn't it? That we're going to be putting that shit in our fucking brain. Yeah, think about that, too. Every time you make a fucking call. Every time. It's so gross. It's disgusting. And all it takes. All it would take is to... No, we're so goddamn lazy. And so addicted. This is the other thing. This thing will fucking hijack you. I've had times. Where I will pull out my phone. And then try to take the Clorox wipe. Because this is like a couple months long thing. I've recently started doing it. And we'll see if it keeps going. Because it's tedious. It's like cleaning your gun. In 1800s America. It's like you don't have to. But, I mean, if a American Jaguar is about to pounce on you, you probably don't want to shit your pants. It's hard to pick all that cotton, at least for somebody else. You probably don't want to shit your fucking pants and soil them. It's a pain. It's a pain in the ass. Literally, as you're walking back to town for miles, chafing. Then you get bit by a rattlesnake. Oh, boo-hoo. Life's over. Sorry. 1800s. It's like cleaning your fucking gun. You don't have to. But it's a hell of a lot easier and better for you if you did. It's preventative stuff. So you can just fucking pop that tiger. At least shoot it up in the air and scare it off. Instead of rolling the dice and shitting yourself. And pooping and crapping and coming all over the fucking place. Wash your phone! Wash your fucking phone. you know, I don't know. Just wash your phone. Be safe out there, guys. It's hard. It's hard out there. I recently hung out with a girl that I'm pretty sure was a woman. It was... I don't know if I just dodged a bullet or not. I don't know. I'm still hashing it out. Maybe talking about it on the show will help me. But I don't fucking know, man. It was close. It's one of those things where it was like, are you? Because you don't know, especially today. You never know. Not anymore. Things are so complicated. And it's like, all right, would I? And I think that's a game time decision on if you follow through on that surprise. Especially now. It's at least you can say that now. That's progress, maybe. I don't know how I feel about it yet. I'm still figuring it out. I think we all are. I think we're all still trying to figure it out. This whole dude looks like a lady nonsense. And vice versa. Although the vice versa is a hell of a lot less convincing. And I don't know. That's a whole nother world and I don't fucking know. I can't speak on lesbos. But I can speak on gays. And I don't know. I don't know. So let me just lay my evidence before the court. And we'll all come to a conclusion together on whether or not this bitch was a bitch. Because I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. So, the first piece of evidence against the defense is, I would say, okay. So first of all, bad start. I met him on a dating app. I met her on a dating app. Bad start right away. And yeah, I mean, she was very pretty. She was very pretty. I thought she was so cute. I thought she was super fucking cute. And she was, I mean, cool as shit. She was cool as shit. We got along really, I mean, really well. I liked her a lot. Very about her business. Had promise. Doing her own thing. Running her own business. Getting by. Surviving. And she had prominent... What would it be? Prominent features? Like high cheekbones and a jawline. A cute smile. And, you know, I was like, all right, let's fucking do this. Because I don't mind a bitch with a jawline. I actually kind of like it. I kind of like it, having the strong. I like a strong woman. I like a strong woman. I don't want a no-chinned woman. But that's not high on the priority list. So it's like the strong jaw, not strong jaw, but it was like she had a jawline. And I was just sitting there like, okay, this, I can work with it. She looks pretty. She looks pretty. But yeah, I mean, we were talking and it was cool. And she came over. And we're not talking about a 6 foot broad. I don't know why I put 6 foot so high above my head, because I am 6 foot myself, or at least that's what I tell them. I'm 6 foot in Jordans, okay? And she comes over and we're doing our thing. And something I noted was her voice. Which, again, I don't really mind it. I don't mind it. I honestly don't mind it. I look over a lot. when it comes to the ladies. And that's kind of my Achilles heel. It's just being like, oh, she's fine. Yeah, I mean, colored hair, perfect. It doesn't bother me. Oh, she's got horrible family issues. Man, I feel you. Oh, she's screaming and stuff. You know, kind of fun. It can be exciting. Oh, she's pulling out a knife and is trying to stab me. She's a freak. I got an issue. I got problems. And I'm working on it. I'm trying to steer away from these crazy ladies. But they're so fun. No. But I noticed her voice. It was kind of... It was raspy, gravelly, sort of, but still ladylike. It's kind of what Miley Cyrus has going on now. I don't know if she still has that voice thing going on. I'd imagine that doesn't go away. But I mean, she just sounded like a woman that smoked, that's been smoking weed for years and years and years, like since middle school or something. And so I was just like, all right, that's something. That's something that exists. And then we're doing our thing. We're having fun. And I had a hell of a lot of... We just had a good time hanging out. Here at my place, I got her to come over. And, you know, it starts getting flirty. We start flirting. She's telling me that I look good. I'm telling her that she looks good. You know, we're doing the body language thing where it's like, just slowly, oh shit, oh, I didn't mean to put my hand next to yours. Oh no, our pinkies are touching. Oh, and you just wrapped your pinky around mine. Green light, go, 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 go! Go, go, go! Everybody in! That's how it feels. As soon as... That has got to be what's so hard about being a woman. Is like, if you even remotely, even accidentally indicate, like we're talking, you guys are sitting next to each other at a funeral, her mom's funeral, and she's sobbing, and she just needs somebody, and you just so happen to be sitting next to her. And she, like, doesn't move her foot away from your foot when they touch between weeps. That's enough for a guy to be like, is something there? What's going on? Is she into me? It's like, dudes are insane. And that's why you got to get tied down fast if you're not trying to... Actually, no, that's terrible advice. Live your own life, fuck it. But it's gotta be like... It's like, come on, man! All we did was touch pinkies. No, but that's where we were at, was obviously flirting. And, you know, I do my thing. And I go in for the smoochy smooch when the time feels right. And it felt fucking right. She was looking at me, I was looking at her, and something I like to do is just kind of look them up and down real quick, make their heart flutter. She's like, damn. Just make them feel like a woman by looking at her. And that's what I did. We're locking eyes, and I just scan her up and down. And then I go in, and I go for that kiss. But then she stops me, and she's like, she's like, oh no, I can't. It's too much. I'm not ready. And she gets really scared. And so me trying to be a better man these days, I step away and we just have a good time. We just hang out for another hour. No moves were made. That was kind of it. I tried just trying to do the pinky thing, and she was like, just barely moved her fucking hand away, and I was like, oh no, my heart. No, it wasn't that dramatic. We just listened to music and hung out the rest of the time, and I was like, all right, I'm looking for the one. She's not into me. Maybe she will be later, because she is cute as fuck and fun. But, you know, I do that. I say that. Or I all that goes down. And it's not awkward. It's not awkward. I'm thank God I'm charismatic. Just from my sales experience to be able to recover after a fumble like that. But, you know, I was just like, okay, well, we're friends now. So, case closed. Easy. We're just going to hang out and have fun now. But yeah, I guess she got very intimidated, and that's what she told me. And she fled the scene, saying that she had to go take up other things. I was like, oh, man. Well, all right, I'm actually looking for something serious these days, so I'm not even hurt about it. That means she wasn't into me. We're going to move on. But, like, we hung out one more time after that. She came over. And she was... I didn't comment on the height thing. I said she wasn't 6 foot. She wasn't the shortest. She was, like, fair height for a woman, which, you know, I have tall family members. My sister is about as tall as me, and my cousin is pretty much as tall as me. Both females. And she was, but she was, like, you know, a little bit on the taller side. Which, again, you know, that's another, what's going on here? But then the second time we hung out, yeah, at this point I was like, you're gonna make the move. We can cuddle, but you gotta make the move. Like, you shut me down. Fuck that. I'm not about to get a case or be called a whatever the fuck. And that's how I usually operate is, it's like, I'll shoot my shot and I'll be aggressive about it. But if it's shot down, I'm like, all right, we're cool then. I gave it. It's your turn now. You let me know, because I'm not fucking playing games. But yeah, so that's where we're at. We're just fucking hanging here. And she was talking all this shit about Mario Kart. She doesn't know who she's fucking with. And I'm playing Mario Kart. We're cuddling. And she talks about her friend. Who is a lesbian transitioning. And that was kind of the moment where I was like, hold on. That's when in the back of my head, deenu, neenu, neenu, neenu. Danger, danger, danger. Deenu, neenu, neenu. I was like, hold on. What the fuck? And don't get me wrong, like, trans, whatever the fuck, do you, man. Which, if we can call a spade, how come they can cut their dicks off, but I can't cut my wrist without being crazy? But, you know, whatever. I don't do that anymore. But it's just something. It's just something. It's like, you know, self-harm. You can self-harm everything unless... You can't self-harm anything unless you chop your dick off, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. Or everywhere. But yeah, she was... So I don't care. I don't care. Sometimes I think it's kind of hot. I'll be honest with you. It can be attractive. It can be attractive. Okay. This is fried as fuck. It's so gross. No, but I don't give a fuck. Clearly, right? The more I say it, the more you believe it. It's like those old racist ladies. It's like, I'm not racist, okay? Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm not racist. I don't care if you're black or white or Mexican. Okay. I don't care. All right. I'm not racist. Okay! You could be purple. All right, you're not! I'm not racist. I'm starting to think you are, Barb. You know those ancient ladies? With the curly perms and all that shit. Somehow still alive. It's like, you shouldn't be. Especially you. Especially with how negative you are and how mean you are to everybody. But at least, maybe it's because you're having fun being mean to everybody. Maybe you're having fun being an old bitch. We're going in now. Fuck it. But yeah, they that's what she said. She was like, but just to be clear, I don't care. Definitely. I don't care. I don't care if you're black, white, Mexican. I don't care. I really don't. I promise you, I don't care if you're trans. I really don't care. I'm telling you, I don't fucking care. Do you hear me? I don't care. I'm telling you, I don't fucking care if you're trans. I don't care. I promise I don't care. But she was telling me that about her friend that that apparently they went to a club or something, and she was transitioning, and for some reason she had fake balls and dropped them. This woman that was transitioning to a guy, which was just like, okay. So it's like, all right, okay, you're in that community. That's fair nowadays. You're allowed to be. It's okay. But the deck is starting to... Are you starting to see what... Hold on. And then the question was asked. We were cuddling. We were intimate. Have a little... If you catch my drift. We were loosening up. We were playing Mario Kart. Hangout number 2. Seeing if we actually are into each other. And she asks the question. Can't make this up. Hand on the Bible. She asks me, what would you do if you found out I was trans? And I was just like, I don't know. And it was honest. I was just like, that's a game time decision, baby. That depends on a lot of factors. Alcohol consumption. When the last time I beat off was. How desperate I am these days. There's a lot of fact. Like, how intoxicated? That's a loaded question. So I was honest. I don't know. There's a lot... What would I do if you were trans and I found out because we were about to have sex? And that's... There was one more portion that was very strange in that moment was, like, we were cuddling. And she got very weird because my hand... It's like the cuddles were fine, but as soon as my hand got near the chest area... And I wasn't making a move. I was just sitting there. We were playing the video game. Playing Mario Kart. And she just got silent, like super stiff. And I was like, what's wrong? I was like, oh, God, don't. Please don't give me a case here. I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't do fucking anything. And she was like, you're about to touch my tit. I was like, oh, okay. I've never met an older... Or a woman about my age, it's weird about that, but, you know, okay. And all this evidence, and then the trans question happened, where it was like, what would you do if I was trans? And I'm like, what would I do? Did you warm me up first? Like, did you maybe medicate me a little bit? Maybe intoxicate me, I don't know, you gotta convince me. But I don't know. It's a game time decision. It depends. If you were trans, you were clearly attractive. So you got that going for you. But I don't think I'm... I don't know. And that's what I told her. Because what would I do? I don't know. Game time decision. It's, you gotta, when you're in that moment, and you're about to, you're about to get fucking lucky, son. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, bitch. We about to fuck. And things are getting exciting, and you're fucking, and you know what the fucking vibes are, and you're feeling all over. And things are getting free and frisky and risky. You know the drill, man. You know how it is. You got the fucking, the vibes going. Everybody's rocking with it. Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love that I'm feeling? We'll share the shelter. Some Bob Marley going. Some of that. And you're going. You got the Beatles going. Hey, Jude. And you're fucking walking. Don't make it bad. And you start kissing. Take us as home. And then on the beat, whatever you're listening to, you're getting all freaky. And she's like, I want you to go down on me. And you're like, you want me to go what? You want me to do what? This bitch is crazy. Oh, shit. We're about to go. You want to do what? And she's like, but you can have me. And I'm like, what? You're mine now? What? It's been so long. It's been like months. I didn't think that I was ever going to get pussy again, man. And then all of a sudden, you're working your way down. You're feeling the groove. Get some Marvin Gaye, some of that. Giving her that tutu. Beep, beep. Running her hands through my flow. So remix to ignition. And all of a sudden, you're going in. You're so excited. You can't believe it. You can't believe it. I'm gonna get some pussy tonight. That's not my joke. Can't take that one. And all of a sudden, you're pulling it down. You're getting ready to go. And spoing. What the fuck? But if you were prepared, and you got a little bit of that sip-sip going on, some of that smoky wokies, maybe some meth. And it's been a while. I don't know. I just might. I don't. I'll make it sound like a fucking grapefruit on that shit. I don't know. But that was not the answer that she wanted to hear. She wanted a fuck yeah, I'm into that. I don't know what she wanted. Because what happened following that night. I did forget to mention one thing. I'm going to double back real quick. Was she also mentioned that, because I was doing my thing, and it got brought up. I was like, do you work out at all? Like, you look great. Try this one out for size, fellas. It's like, damn, you look great. You have to work out. There's no way that's, because that's a win-win. It's like she works out, conversation starter, potential date option. She doesn't work out. It's like, god damn, that's, you're just that beautiful naturally. What the fuck? And you can start gassing her up. And it's like, hold on. So I tried to work that angle. And she was like, yeah, I used to, but I got really big. And I was like, what do you mean? What's going on here? Detective Anakin's on the fucking case, and we're going to find out if this is a chick with a dick or not. We need to know. No, I never found out, and I hope I don't. And if she is listening to this, because there is a small chance that she is, no disrespect to you. You're a fucking awesome lady. I'm just joking around. But, yeah, it was fun as fuck. But no, like, after that, she kept... It got to the point, so I started doing this thing. Because we, like, I would ask her if we were going to hang out. We would be about to hang out. She'd be gassing me up, all of that, telling me that we were going to fucking hang out. Be like, oh my God, I can't wait to do this with you. And then, last second, we're talking like within the half hour, game, it's about to go down. We're about to hang out. I'm about to pick her up or whatever. And she's like, oh, this came up. This came up. And, you know, by the second, so most of, honestly, by the first, if you do that to me one time, that's like my thing that I'm just like, all right, between that and the kiss, it like blocking on the kiss and then not doing anything on the second time. It was like, okay, she obviously doesn't want to do anything. And she's just too nice of a person, clearly, to let me down, like to tell me no. And so I was just like, okay, I'm going to leave this alone after the first. But then she hit me up saying that she wanted to hang. And then it would come down to game time and she'd be like, oh, no, I can't. And then hit me up again that she wanted to hang. And at the game time, she was like, oh, no, I can't. And I was like, okay, let's have some fun with this. And so I start doing this thing where I'm like, hey, do you want to hang out blank day? And we set the plans. And I'm like, all right, this is a win-win, because at this point, it's a fucking game. She is not going to hang out with me. If she does, then we're fucking or something. I don't know. It's a win-win. I'm making a move. I don't give a fuck anymore. You come over, I'm making a move, or and if it goes wrong, you're leaving, and that's that forever. Or I can see how many times I can get you to bail on me, and just see. And it got so I did about 5 times in a row just playing this fucking game just to see, just for fun. Being like, and it on the last time we talked about doing dinner and all of this, and I purposely did all the plans knowing that she was going to bail on me. Just for her to be like I purposely did it. And I wanted to see how deep into the plans I could go before she would bail. And I got through all of them. And as soon as I finished the last thing that we were supposed to do, I was like, I got the text. And the whole time I was doing those plans, she's like, all right, I'm getting ready. And I'm like, oh, sure, okay, I'm getting the food. And it's like, and I mean, I was. And she was like, all right, I'm almost ready. We're going to do this. And I'm like, all right, I'm doing blank. And the whole time, I'm just doing the fucking plans. But I'm going along with it. And then, you know, as soon as I finish the last thing, she's like, oh no, my fake period started. And I was like, fuck! I knew it. But yeah, it's just a game, man. It was wild. And it took me a little bit. It took me too long to start to put the pieces together. Like, we're talking like, by that fifth time, the fun was over with the bailing shit, and I was just like, okay, I'm wasting my fucking time. Let me put my effort back into something that matters, because this is getting old now. But it was, I don't know, when you got nothing else to do besides work and all the things that I do, sometimes you get bored. And you're just like, I need something to do. So that's what I did to pass those two or three weeks of November and December. Have some fun. But yeah, I, you know, hung out with a woman. I'm pretty sure she was a woman. But only her and the Lord knows. And that's that. I don't know. I don't think I have anything else for today. I think that's just about everything. So if you enjoyed that, all I ask is that you share it with a friend somehow. Clip it or don't. Hit the share button. Whatever the fuck. Let people know. Meeker's Madhouse. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Goodbye!